where saying all children deserve to be protected would be controversial, but here we are in 2023. There have been over 17,000 deaths in Gaza, which include over 7,000 children in 2 months. To put this in perspective, Iraq lost 3,000 children in 14 years. Yemen, 3,700 in 7 years. Ukraine, 520 in 21 months. Israel, 139 in 20 years. Do you see the sheer contrast? These children are more than just numbers. In the last 2 months, we have seen a father carry pieces of his children in plastic bags. We have seen a surgeon perform an amputation on his own child without anesthesia and still see his child die before his eyes. And we have even seen a sniper target and shoot an 8-year-old boy in the West Bank where the Hamas does not operate. No child deserves this, not in Israel, not in Gaza, not anywhere. We are here today because we refuse to live in a world where the best children is called collateral damage. Ceasefire now.
No chatting. I agree with you. All children should be protected. We do that. I agree with you. All children should be protected.
Thank you.
So we are on the same page on that. Okay? So there is no disagreement here. So let me be very clear.